The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In many spider species, the females are much bigger than their mates. This helps with laying so many eggs, as well as being strong enough to test whether interested males are worth sharing their genetic future with. For example, many tarantula species mate by orienting themselves face-to-face with their bodies and front legs elevated. This helps the male keep his mate from biting him with her large fangs. After a rhythmic courtship dance of the male drumming, the male tarantula will insert his fertilizing palps into the female multiple times before leaving to find other mates if he's lucky enough to avoid getting eaten, which can happen. Importantly, sexual cannibalism in tarantulas probably has nothing to do with hunger, and instead occurs if the male tries to approach the female without courting, enters her burrow too abruptly, or doesn't leave quickly enough after mating. Usually, however, mating leaves the female immobile for a brief time, allowing the male to get away if necessary. In fact, researchers believe that cannibalism among tarantulas is the exception, not the rule.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.